Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across South Carolina's business community. And here to help us is Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And today he's in our studio. Alan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Lots of great news across the state over the summer. What does South Carolina do well? What are the three or four core competencies of South Carolina?
Well, you know, we have a great auto industry here, and now aerospace and agriculture.
Yeah, good. Used to be textiles and tobacco, and the third T 30 years ago or 40 years ago was tourism, and it still is. Still a huge part of the South Carolina economy. So automobiles. Volvo is launched. Volvo has revealed their new S60 vehicle in June. Aerospace, no pun intended, is still taking off. Lockheed Martin, locating to the upstate in their production facility of the F-16 aircraft. There's a company in the upstate, AC Air Shop, which is building a $7.2 million facility in the upstate, air cargo equipment. There's innovation happening in agriculture. I found it interesting that the South Carolina Department of Agriculture has a new program called the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship. All this momentum translates to the port. I think the port's a great barometer for some of this activity. July was its best July on record. And I think was the second highest container volume out of the port in July. So I kind of use that as just an amazing barometer of this momentum.
And tourism keeps moving right along. All signs are good.
Yeah, it feels good to be part of a state where people are locating, where people want to locate, where businesses want to locate, and people want to visit.
And so what are the challenges that you're seeing right now? Are there any?
I would like to see some kind of resolution to the SCANA and Dominion merger. Businesses want to locate where there's steady supply of energy, good investment in the energy and infrastructure. So I would like to see some kind of a resolution to that as quickly as possible.
Well, Alan, what else are you looking at these days?
Something came across my desk that was one of these ranked list type things, and that I'm always intrigued by this and always wanting South Carolina to look good in terms of these ranked lists. So South Carolina was ranked number 5 in the country in terms of the growth of women-owned businesses over the last decade. So innovation, collaboration, entrepreneurship, there's been a real push across the state to develop entrepreneurship. And I think it was amazing that number 5 in the country. So the 67% growth, I think, in the number of women-owned businesses over the last decade is a real testament to women's role in the communities and in fostering revenue for the state and jobs. So I thought that was really great news. And one of the things I've also been interested in is fostering innovation and education. And here locally in Columbia, Hammond School launched this year a 30,000 square foot building called their Innovation Center. So it focuses science and technology. And so now you've got kind of space being created for collaboration to foster science and technology and innovation down at the high school level. I think it's an excellent idea. I'd like to see more of that across the state. And I think we are in terms of education having to think about space.
Well, Alan, Labor Day is history now. Kids have been back in school for a week or so. What's showing up on our business calendar?
Well, I would like to mention the 5th annual South Carolina Aerospace Conference that will take place in Columbia on October 9th and 10th, another opportunity for momentum in aerospace and collaboration in that area. A group that I love in the upstate is called 10 at the Top. They're a really collaborative organization bringing together 10 counties from around the upstate. They're holding their 2018 Upstate Summit on September 15th. The last event is the what I think is the ultimate form of collaboration in music is jazz. There is a jazz brunch in Hampton Park in Charleston on September 9th between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.
Alan, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all three of them posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.